الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وأما السائل فلا تنهر وفي الحديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان حين يلقاه جبريل وكان يلقاه في كل ليلة فيدارسه القرآن فلرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected علماء الكرام and beloved brothers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and has informed us that لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ that verily there is for you most outstanding model, most supreme example, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All aspects of the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are exemplary, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a role model, the ideal role model for humanity to come right up to the Day of Judgment. All the different aspects of his life, whether he is the worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether he is a general in the army, whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting there as a judge, and deciding between the mu'mineen, whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is out in the field of dawah and preaching to the people, whether he is a person looking after the needs of the orphans and the destitute, whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a teacher, whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a lawmaker, whether he is judging between people and cases, whatever aspect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there is, he is a role model for all of us in our different aspects and facets of life. We are teachers, we are husbands, we are fathers, we are neighbors, we are traders, etc. In all aspects of our life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most unique example and outstanding model. That is why we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that all the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is completely preserved. All aspects of the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are completely preserved, so that the man in this century, in this period of time, stands up and he's a trader, and he wants to follow somebody, he needs a role model, it is in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a trader. Person in this age and in this era is a teacher and wants to know how to behave with his students. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a teacher, sitting and teaching the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people of Sufa in Masjid al-Nabawi. He is a person that is looking after his slaves and servants. Then we had mentioned last week how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had treated Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So for all aspects of our life, there is a unique example for us in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Previously we had explained two aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was his unlimited forgiveness. Unlimited forgiveness, how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had overseen and has forgiven people that had caused him harm and caused him hardship. And we had also discussed another aspect that was of the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the simplicity and humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite his lofty status, what was the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is also well recorded in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we discuss another aspect, and that is his generosity and magnanimity. How Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how generous he was, how magnanimous he was, and how he had spent for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the poor, and the orphans, and the destitute, and the needy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was exemplary in this as well. All the outstanding qualities that a person can find in an akhlaq, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unique and most superb in all those qualities. Whether it was forgiveness, whether it was humility, whether it was worship, and whether it was spending for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the quality of generosity. The hadith that I recited before you is mentioned, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajwad al-nas. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of people. Actually, ajwad doesn't convey the true meaning of generosity, doesn't convey the true meaning of ajwad. Ajwad actually means even more than generous. And I will explain how and what it means. To be magnanimous and to be in such a state, ajwad actually means an instinctive quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is found in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is not in need of any wealth. That is why some people have mentioned that ajwad actually means that i'ata'u ma yambaghi limay yambaghi. To give adequately to those people that which is adequate and proper. To give adequately to those people that which is adequate and proper. In other words, if a person is hungry, a person will give him food, this is the rightful thing to do. Person hasn't got clothing, to give him clothing, this is the rightful thing to do. But to give a hungry person who has no food to eat clothing, this is not generosity, and this is not giving in where you ought to, in the avenues that you ought to give. To give adequately to those people that need and require adequately, to give the adequate and appropriate thing. This is what generosity means. Some ulama mentioned that generosity means here, ajwad actually means that ifadatu ma yambaghi la li'iwazin. To give that which is adequate and sufficient and proper and appropriate without expecting any returns. Without expecting any returns. That is why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the people that give, then innama nut'imukum liwajhi Allah la nuridu minkum jaza'u wa la shukura. That we are feeding you only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not need from you jaza'u wa la shukura. We do not need any remuneration, nor do we need any gratitude and thanks and appreciation from your side. We are doing it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some say jood means to give those people that are deserving even without asking. Some people say jood means to give abundantly and excessively and unlimitedly, to give people, not to give them restrictively. This is what jood means. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is described here in the hadith, kana ajwad an-nas. He was the person that was most generous or the most magnanimous when it came to giving. And we find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life is filled with such examples. Especially the most wealthy is mentioned by the historians that come on the occasion of Bahrain. When the booty of Bahrain had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some riwayats mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had gone, it was left in the masjid, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had gone and fulfilled the time of salat, I think it was Asr salat, paying no attention to the wealth. And the greatest amount of booty that had come was 100,000 dirhams. And 100,000 dirhams in current times is equivalent to about 22 million rands. About 22 million rands mentioned thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and began distributing that. Began distributing that wealth, giving certain person certain amount, certain person certain amount, till he completely depleted all that wealth that had come. He had distributed all that wealth that had come from Bahrain. This was the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had not kept anything for himself. And he had mentioned in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in one hadith that wahi has not been sent to me an ajma al mal wa an akuna min at-tajirin. Wahi has not been sent to me lam uhi ilayya an ajma al mal wa akuna min at-tajirin. Allah has not sent wahi to me that I must accumulate and amass wealth and I must become from the traders. Walakin usabbih bihamdi rabbika wa kum min as-sajirin. This wahi has sent to me that you praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you from those people that you make sijda hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen. Otherwise you engage in the worship of Allah, in the glorification of Allah, till death comes to you. So amassing of wealth was never the trait and quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On another occasion, one lady gives Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a decorated chadar. In those days, this was what was worn, a shawl. Top shawl on the top and a shawl at the bottom. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in need of that shawl. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into his house, he wore that shawl and had come out. The moment he had come out, there was a person who saw the shawl and said, what a beautiful shawl it is, O Prophet of Allah, how is it if you give it to me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took that shawl, despite being in need of it, and gave it to this person. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimanded that person, how could you ask Rasulullah, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never refuses a person. Says, no, I did not ask him because I want to wear the shawl for myself. I have asked him for the shawl because I want to use it as my kafan. I want to use it as my shroud and a kafan, and that's what it was used for thereafter. On one occasion, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was returning from the Ghazwa of Hunain, it's mentioned that the Bedouins surrounded Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they began to insist upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give him wealth, till Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was cut off from his companions. And till the chadar and shawl that was upon the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was caught up in a tree, in the thorns of a tree, kekia tree that was there, and it fell off. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them and requested them that give me my chadars. And if I had goats or if I had animals that are equivalent to the thorns of the trees, then I would have distributed amongst you. And you would not find me as a liar, nor would you find me as a person that is stingy or a person that is cowardly. Otherwise, if I had the wealth, then I would distribute the wealth amongst you. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is wearing a chadar from chadar of Najran, a very coarse chadar he was wearing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one person comes and he pulls the chadar and he stretches the chadar till it causes marks on the Mubarak neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in other words, very harshly, He comes and pulls his chadar, and then he says that, command your companions, authorize your companions to give me wealth. It's mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turns his Mubarak gaze towards this person and tells his companions, and smiles and tells his companions to give him some wealth. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions, generosity, we should understand, one is a person does not have wealth. Person does not have wealth, he wishes to give wealth, inshallah he'll be rewarded in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is a person that has wealth and does not give the wealth, then obviously there is a miserly person, you have the wealth, there's a needy person that comes to you, you don't assist him. One is a person that has wealth and he gives that wealth. He gives that wealth, he's also a generous person, he has the wealth and he gives the wealth. And one is that quality, that a person does not have the wealth and he still gives the wealth. This was the quality of Jude of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not possess the wealth. That is why I mentioned, for a person to be Jude, to have this quality of magnanimity, you do not need wealth. Besides wealth also you can still give. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu says, if you remember Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, we know him as the Muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was also the minister of finance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The finances of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stay with him. That's why one place Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, "Anfiq ya Bilal, wala yakhsha wala takhsha ala zil arsh iqlala." O Bilal, spend, do not fear from the one of the arsh, do not fear poverty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, spend of the wealth that you have. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was instructed also to look after the guests of Rasulullah, to look after those people that are poor and destitute coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu says, when people used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to instruct me to look after the needs. So I used to feed them, I used to clothe them, and if there was no wealth, I used to go and borrow and take wealth on loan from people and thereafter spend upon them. And thereafter when wealth used to come, then I used to repay the debt. He says on one occasion, one disbeliever came to me and told me that I am a very wealthy person. When there is need, don't go to other people, come to me. So I used to take wealth from him and help those people that were needy, that were hungry, that had no clothing. He used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I was instructed to help them despite having no wealth. He says, then on one occasion this person came to me and told me that, Abyssinian, do you know how many days are left of the month? I told him, yes, there's a few days left, yes. He says, yes, there are 4 days left. There are 4 days left of the month. And if you do not settle my debt, then I'll make you a slave again. And I'll take you out in the jungles to go and graze the goats thereafter. You will go to that position again. He says, I was just preparing that time to give azan. I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I informed him that this is what this believer had told me, and he should allow me to go into hiding lest he comes and arrest me. He says the next morning, I was, when the shriek of dawn was just about to start or to become visible, then a person came from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam running and told him, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is calling you. And when I went, there were 4 camels there laden with wealth. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the king of Firak has sent this. Take this and settle all the debts. Settle all the debts and spend on the poor and needy. He says that evening when I came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me, what have you done? Have you spent all the wealth? He says, no, O Prophet of Allah, there's still some wealth left. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not go to his house. He spent the night in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because there was wealth now here in his possession. The next day he says, when I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me the same question. I told him, yes, O Prophet of Allah, I spent the entire wealth. Says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made takbir, said Allahu Akbar. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said words to this effect, that I was fearing to go back to my home, and I passed away in such a state that there is wealth in my possession. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not bear that there should be any wealth in his possession. Whatever wealth used to come, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to spend it. It's mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before he had passed away, on one occasion he had leading the Asr Salat. And while he was leading the Asr Salat, he hastily went back into the house. And the companions became startled that something must have happened. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back and said that there were some gold coins in my house. And I was afraid. I had not informed them about that to spend it out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when I recalled, I rushed after the Salat and went to my house and instructed them to spend it out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find in the hadith in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning his favors, that we had found you in a state of need, we had found you when you were in a state of need, then we had granted you wealth. We had found you as a yatim, and then we had granted you shelter. We had found you that you were unguided, we had given you guidance. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an expression of the gratitude of these ni'mats, that wa amma sa'ila fala tanhar, that if a person comes to you begging and asking you, then do not scold him. Do not scold him. Amma sa'ila fala tanhar. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is told him, tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person that is begging, you should not scold that person. That is why, whoever used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give that person. And should give him generously. Till that Rasulullah sallallahu should not have himself, he should get from others and give it to them. And we should remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us great amount of bounties. Today there is days of need, when we find that when people come up to us, our generosity is also tested. There are people who do not have food to eat in some part of the world. People who do not have shelter. People who do not have clothing. People that are in difficulty, etc. And our iman is also tested. Our level of generosity is also tested. Up to what level do we follow the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And we should remember, sometimes what happens because of some people that fraudulently come begging, we are discouraged and do not give them. We do not give them because we find that this person is not a genuine poor person, etc. He does not deserve, in capital letters, he does not deserve what he is asking for. Reminds me of an incident. Mufti Shafi, the Grand Mufti at that time of Pakistan, was traveling and he was accompanied by his sons. And when he stopped, like we see sometimes, they're customary in other ummats also, that at the robots, etc., we find some people are begging. So some people came begging to him. And we all know that there are some people that are professional beggars. There are some people who sometimes don't deserve. They have taken begging as occupation. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, when this person approached him, he took out some coins and he gave it to him. He took out some money and gave it to him. So his sons that were accompanying him told him that, oh father, oh respected father, if you really wanted to give somebody, then you should give somebody that is deserving. These people have taken begging as a profession and begging as a trade. From the morning till the evening, they are begging. You should give somebody that is genuinely deserving. What a beautiful reply he gave. We should reflect on this reply. Me first and all of us, we should reflect on this reply, and this will open our eyes. He turned towards them and told them that how many ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are there that we are deserving of. We are deserving of. How many ni'mats are there that we are deserving of? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us only out of His grace and His bounty and favor upon us. We are deserving of no ni'mats whatsoever. That when Allah has given us without we deserving, what is wrong if we give one beggar and he is not deserving? What is wrong if we give a beggar and he is not deserving? And that is the real state of affairs. Who can stand up and claim, I am deserving of my health that I have. I am deserving of the wealth that I have. I am deserving of the property that I have. I am deserving of the tawfiq that I have. Every single ni'mat, وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ ni'matin فَمِنْ اللَّهِ, is solely and only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have. That is why as an appreciation of our ni'mats, we should also give those people that are less fortunate, those people that are underprivileged, we should assist them also. Because Allah has given us without we deserving. So if they are not deserving, we should give them as well. On one occasion, somebody came to one highly respected alim and started begging from him with that famous story. There's so many famous stories. In different places, this story takes different shapes. This person came and said that my mother has passed away and I have no money to go and attend to the funeral, etc. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, I think it was Mufti Mahmud rahmatullah alayhi, had taken out some money and gave it to him. Similar scenario where you understand that this person goes with that story from the morning till the evening to Alayk, we find person says, I have nothing to eat. From the morning to the evening, he's begging, says he just wants a half a loaf of bread. Allah knows whatever the reality of affairs are. So this person, Mufti Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, gave him some money. Thereafter, the people told him, Mufti Sahib, that how did you assist this person? You know, he's a bogus person. He fraudulently comes with a story. Mother has passed away somewhere. He got no money for the funeral. Subhanallah. What a beautiful reply. He says, I gave to him, these are not the exact words, but it's the meaning, the hasil of what he had mentioned. He says, I have given him as a gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put me in his circumstances where I have to come here and make a lie against my mother just to get some coins. As an expression of gratitude that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not put me in that position where I have to come here and state a lie against my mother and beg from people. That is why I have given him. As an expression of gratitude for the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. So here we find when it came to magnanimity, came to generosity, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also was unparalleled. And there's nobody that will come clear near to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in another hadith that Ibn Adam, insan, tells us, what does he say? Mali, my wealth is concerned about earning his wealth, looking after his wealth, increasing his wealth. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then draws our attention that what is your wealth? Your wealth is that only, illa ma akalta fa afnayt, that which you have eaten and which is now devoured and gone, and that which you have eaten, that is what is your wealth is. Oh, labista, that which you have ablayt, that which you have wore, your clothing, and is now worn out, that belongs to you. Oh, amdayta to saddaqta fa amdayt, and that is your wealth that you have given as sadqah in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as charity, and fa amdayta, and you have secured it in the hereafter. That is your wealth. Other than that is not your wealth. You are just looking after that wealth, and the moment your eyes close, that wealth will be distributed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to try and emulate. And they were very, very pious people in our society also, and also in the Sahaba Ikram, Idwanullah Ali Majma'in, and also in the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, and our Kabir also, that used to generously give out on the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In time of the Shaykh Zakaria also, I think, he used to take loans to assist the people, to assist their people, look after the needs of the people. Despite not having wealth, they used to spend wealth in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there were many that emulated and followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this great quality of generosity as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq also to spend in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were so many occasions when pious people were fasting, and they had thousands of dirhams and dirhars, and they had given it all away long before, just before the time of iftar, forgetting that they are fasting and they had not left anything for themselves. Forgetting themselves and spending on the ummah and the people that were needy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all walks of our life and all circumstances. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.